Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
812 WCCO. Time for the Rash Report from the editorial board of the Star Tribune, our good friend John Rash. John, are you writing in the paper tomorrow?
Indeed, I am. And I'm writing about what a lot of the world is talking about right now, which is the mysterious case of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who, as everyone now knows, went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, never came out, and the Turkish government alleges that he was killed and dismembered in there. And on its own sense, that is an extraordinarily disturbing dynamic. It also has significant foreign policy and media and journalistic and press freedom implications because, of course, he was writing a column for the Washington Post.
What's interesting to me, John, the more I hear about the story and read it, allegedly now the Turkish government at least said that they have audio and video recordings that prove it. But I also heard there's a problem of them distributing those videos because they don't want to have people see how they have that set up was the word.
My sense is if indeed that does exist, it would be shared at a very high level with other security services, including the United States, a NATO ally, and used to pressure Saudi Arabia, and a significant rift within the Mideast world is developing here between Turkey and Saudi Arabia. They often vie for leadership in the Sunni part of the Mideast, and in Turkey's case, European world as well. And so this is going to become a big issue between Washington and Riyadh as well, particularly because the Saudis have pledged to buy about $110 billion worth of weaponry. President Trump does not want to cancel those sales. And yet Congress, on a bipartisan basis, is pushing back very, very strongly. And my sense is that they will block it. And this may, at minimum, damage, but at maximum, really fundamentally alter the bilateral relationship between our two countries.
Well, I'm sure Congress wants to send a message, but interesting now, I'm just reading of Germany just now offered up their thoughts on it, and obviously they too say they are very concerned about what happened.
They are, and, you know, I think that once in a while, a certain case will galvanize the world on a much broader problem. Reporters Without Borders announced yesterday that through three-quarters of 2018, already more journalists worldwide have been killed than were killed in the entire year of 2017. So this is an unabated and accelerating problem that needs the world's attention. And President Trump, I think, would serve him and the United States well if he would reassert the U.S. to be a beacon, you know, for media freedom around the world, as previous presidents of both parties have.
Well, and there was that horrible story about that Bulgarian TV journalist that was murdered.
Absolutely, and it appears they may have a suspect here, but, you know, this is something that is happening, as mentioned, with horrifying frequency, and Eastern Europe, and of course in Russia, you know, is a place where this has happened a lot as well. So this has gotten the attention of the United Nations, other international institutions. But this rise in authoritarianism around the world is often accompanied by press repression, and that goes as far as killing unfavorable journalists.
On another subject, Kanye West at the White House, your reaction?
You know, it's in keeping with President Trump and his unconventional way in which he's running the presidency. And I think that it was extraordinary on every level, particularly because it wasn't simply a photo op, but a live diatribe, you know, by Kanye speaking to President Trump. He certainly will receive some criticism when people think, you know, his time would better be spent in the case we were just talking about, rallying the world on Western values instead of talking to Kanye West about his values and how, you know, putting a Make America Great Again hat made him feel like, quote unquote, a Superman. So, but, you know, President Trump has done these things, particularly you know, with other celebrities and at least with his base, it has not dented his popularity. So we'll have to see how that plays out, particularly to some degree in November 6th, when it's looked at as a referendum on the sitting president.
John, you were in the advertising world for many years at the highest levels, and I just got to ask you about the advertising with what's going on politically. Now, I don't believe there probably was ever a nice campaign anywhere. It's all something's going to happen. But I would think, you know, if I'm a car dealer, for example, I don't want to see back-to-back car spots. I don't want my Cadillac store suddenly to have a Toyota spot right afterwards and then a BMW spot right after that or whatever it might be, right? And
correct.
But when I watch these ads, and I wonder if are they effective in any way? And you would know this. I mean, all of a sudden you see, let's say, a Paulson ad. Then it's then it's his opponent's ad. And then it's another Paulson ad. And then one of Dean's ads. And I'm going, honest to God, you've got three or four in a row. How effective can they be? But does it work?
It's extraordinary in that there is no other category that continuously gets on TV to tear down the overall category and then individual brand components. It would be as if Coke and Pepsi were constantly on the air back and back telling you how lousy soda was for your health. And so, you know, politicians and the political process does this. So, you know, there is some evidence to suggest that it can indeed help enough, at least to keep the politicians spending. But you talk to people, even in this deeply divided society, and there is a bipartisan consensus, they really do not like this. First, just simply how annoying it is when they're watching television. And second, because they think it makes it harder for people to come together, which is necessary in our democracy. So, you know, I think that reformation is badly needed. And yet, you know, the powers that be that funnel money to both parties feel that, you know, they have a strong stake in keeping the status quo. They have the Supreme Court on their side with the Citizens United ruling. But I think increasingly candidates who stake out a more positive position and don't take special interest money to the degree that they can make that, you know, a virtue in their campaign may have a willing audience.
Hey, I see my good friend, Glenn Crevier, said he's going to retire from your sports page.
Boy, you and I and many others are going to feel that loss. He's just done a tremendous job throughout the years with the Star Tribune sports page. And, you know, I know you've spoken to him many times on and off the air, and he's just a great guy. I wish him absolutely the best as he heads into retirement. Very well deserved over how well he's done and how hard he's worked, but we'll miss him at the paper.
Yeah, he's done a great job over there, and that's little did he know that someday that when Glenn started that Sid, who was, 78 at the time, would still be here longer than Glenn would be.
Just amazing, isn't it? Absolutely.
And Sid's going to join us here in a few minutes, and I'll ask him about thoughts on Glenn. So congratulate him when you see him, John. I'll give him a buzz today, too. I wish him the best.
I sure will. Thanks for the nice thoughts.
And I look forward to the paper tomorrow. John will have another great column in there, always stimulating, to say the least. And he will join us, of course, every Friday here on WCCO with the Rash Report. Right now, though, I want to check traffic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.